At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Just Covino. But with Monsi Bolaños and, of course, super producer Danny G.
Yeah, yeah.
And Iowa Sam and... Got to stick around, Fox Sports Radio Nation, because more giveaways this hour, more trivia. May the 4th or Cinco trivia, it's up to you. Plenty of giveaways. Star Wars trivia, yeah, we got some more questions, more giveaways. Plus, weekend hobnobbing this hour. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Let's rock out. And after the show, our podcast goes up, courtesy of Danny G and all his hard work. And if you miss any of today's show, be sure to check out the podcast, including the best of the week. Is that hard for you to do, Danny G? Or is there so many great moments, it's hard to fit them all in?
Takes 2 hours to sift through all your greatest moments.
Nice.
It's weird, though, because it's a 13-minute special.
Yeah, and it drops every Saturday morning. Search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to follow mine and Patrick Beverly's, or he'll hate you forever. Follow, rate.
No, don't follow him. He sucks.
I agree. Follow, rate, and review the podcast, Covino and Rich, wherever you stream your podcast. We are actual professional. Can you be a professional podcaster? I'm a broadcaster who does a podcast.
That's, yes.
That's what I am. Yes. I'm Steve Covino. And again, that's Monsi. She's got your updates. And there's a big fight this weekend. Munguia, Canelo. We're going to talk about that. It's getting
You've mentioned it a few hundred
times.
Yeah,
I'm so pumped about it. And again, it's getting heated between Canelo and De La Hoya. Almost as heated as this Kendrick Lamar Drake beef throughout this week. Have you been following that diss track Euphoria, Danny G?
Yeah, I sure have.
Dude. These diss tracks are getting hard to decipher, though.
Yeah, they really just don't. I'm a Kendrick fan, but they just don't make diss tracks the way they used
to. It's like there's quadruple entendres. Yeah. I have to look them up and Google things. It's like,
it's no Cool Mo D, LL Cool J, Tupac, Biggie.
I have a theory that people make these nasty faces like they get the diss, but they don't, and they look it up later on because it's too creative and crafty to figure out on the fly. But everybody's talking about that beef. Now, there's another fight.
Of course, can't leave Eminem out of that conversation.
I know, right? There's so many. We grew up with so many great diss tracks from Tupac and Ice Cube and Eminem. And this one is sweeping the nation if you haven't heard about it. But we love a great beef. And speaking of fights, Ryan Garcia is in the news. Now, he's been in the news for the past few months, which is crazy because, like I was trying to say, there's a big fight this weekend. We're still talking about Ryan Garcia. Yesterday, came out that he failed his doping test the day before his upset win over Devin Haney. What a dope. Again, this is per Mike Coppinger. the Anti-Doping Association letter obtained by him. The tests were taken prior to the fight, but the results weren't known until later. The banned substance is Osterine, and Garcia has 10 days to request his B sample be tested. Now, he's denying this, and I believe him. I don't know why, but I do.
Because of the order of events.
I believe him, probably because of that. And some of the feedback I've seen, I got the scoop, and I'll give you reasons why I believe this kid. There's not a lot of reasons why I should, because he's sort of out of his mind lately, but I do believe him. Here's what he had to say, if you missed it, Ryan Garcia on being caught with PEDs.
What's up, everybody? I came on here to address this claim that I cheated.
Lies.
Yeah. Everybody knows that I don't cheat. What can I say, you know? Why didn't they come out with this before, you know, the fight, if they found it before? Why would they let me step into the ring as a cheater and then come out with a victory and then they post this, you know? Again, these are people that are trying to attack me for whatever reason, but no weapon against me shall prosper. I never taken a steroid. I don't even know where to get steroids at the end of the day. I barely, you know, take supplements. They're saying it's coming from the ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha, he's all chalked up, and maybe it came out in the test. I have no idea. But I know looking at me, you probably think, Covino probably knows a lot about steroid use. He's all jacked up. Look at that dude. No, the truth is, I don't know much about Osterine. I don't know much about it. Neither does Ryan Garcia. Maybe, apparently. But from what I've heard, it's nothing that potent, right? It's not approved by the FDA. It's found in supplements, and it's supposed to help muscle growth, which does make sense if you're depleting yourself and trying to make weight. You're trying to keep your muscles up. But again, not that it matters, because if you cheated, you cheated. But it's like on the level of creatine from what I'm reading. Like nothing that serious, just a banned substance. Now, there's reasons why I think he's innocent, and I want to take your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox, 877-99 on Fox, at Covino and Rich. Do you believe it's a witch hunt? Do you believe he's innocent? Do you believe him or not, Ryan Garcia? Because as of last night, and here's the update, he was hanging out with my old pal from ESPN, Stan Verrett, and he told Stan that he does not want a rematch with Ryan Garcia after his positive drug test. Honestly, and I quote, honestly, I'm not too interested in it. We've seen the guy cheat. We've seen the person that he is. I don't see myself getting back in the ring with him. But you never know. Boxing's just a sport. He put my life in jeopardy. So now it's deeper than boxing with me. I want to take this somewhere else now. He could have done some real damage, real dangerous things to me that night, and that's not right. That's Devin Haney now saying he wants no rematch, not even interested, after everything that happened.
That's a little dramatic.
There is some drama there, right? But here's why I think Garcia might be innocent. Tank Davis, Gervonta Davis, who's also in that mix, has no love for Ryan Garcia. He has no love for Haney either. But he reached out personally to Garcia, and he said, yo, if you cheated and I'm defending you, I'm going to beat it out of you when I catch you next time. And as you guys remember, Gervonta Davis knocked out Garcia in a previous fight. So you see the back and forth correspondence. This was posted. The DMs were posted on social media. Ryan responded to Gervonta, you'll see in the next coming days. I didn't cheat, bro. We could just run it again in a real fight. But nah, I didn't cheat. Now, these are inside personal messages between Ryan and Gervonta that leaked out, and I got the scoop on it. And the other reasons I believe he's innocent, and I'll break it down for you and take your phone calls, are four reasons. We saw the refs try to cheat that night. We saw the referee not count two knockdowns. Garcia had two knockdowns that they didn't count. He said it was a slip. We all saw it. This guy's in the ring. Everybody watching on TV were like, those were knockdowns. He said no knockdown. And then he gave Devin Haney extra time. That was sus, as the kiddos say. That was very fishy. We saw the referee cheat. We saw it. Reason number one. Reason number two. We saw the judges. Boxing judges, always shady, always sketchy. But again, a majority draw? What fight were they watching? Devin Haney was on his ass 6 times in that fight. That was a clean, unanimous decision. So we saw the judges cheat. That's reason number 2. Reason number 3. Now, this is where it gets confusing, because even the most knowledgeable boxing fan doesn't understand how the testing works and how VADA works. But you always hear as a fan that this guy who runs the test, Victor Conti, is known for being shady. Doing the test, known for being shady. He put a lot of information out there today that backs up his claim. But you got a shady guy in a shady business doing these tests when there's lots of money to be made. Everyone's saying you can't trust this Victor Conti guy. I've heard his name for years as a shady character in the game. So that's reason number 3. Reason number 4, why I believe Ryan Garcia. The dude clowned Vegas. How many people lost money betting against this clown because he rope-a-doped everybody into thinking that he lost his mind, that he might not even make the fight, that he wasn't training. He bet $2 million on himself, won $12 million, making everybody, including everybody in Vegas, the odds makers, everybody, the analysts, the fight game, made everybody look ridiculous. So he beat Vegas. That didn't rub anybody the right way. People are out to get this kid. Then, I'm putting this all part of reason number 4. Then, he's hanging out with Donald Trump. Shadow boxing. I love this kid. This kid's amazing.
He's a great Latino.
He's a great Latino hero. Love this kid. Trump 2024. He's shadow boxing with Donald Trump, rubbing people the wrong way. So again, he rubbed Vegas the wrong way. Now he's hanging out with Donald Trump. And then he went on social media talking about exposing the elites. Mm-hmm. I got all these secrets on the elites. I'm exposing everybody, exposing everybody. You don't think that the powers that be, whoever that may be, I don't know. I'm not that involved. I just watch as a fan. You don't think that it's possible that they're trying to bamboozle this dude and make it a no contest, take his credibility away? You don't think they're trying to mess with him a little bit? He's standing firm. He's standing on his ground that he didn't cheat, and he's not worried about it. And that's why I think this is all BS. And how was, again, this is where it gets confusing. How was the steroid not detected sooner?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't get that. The fight already happened. Mm-hmm. And I know it takes 72 hours or something ridiculous, but there's no testing leading up to that. It doesn't add up right. The math isn't mathing, as Rich says. It doesn't make sense to me. So you heard my side. Do you believe him or not? It feels like a bit of a witch hunt. They're trying to discredit the kid. He made everybody look silly. And now, as a result of all this, Haney's saying he doesn't want a rematch. That's my side to the story.
If we were in a courtroom right now, yeah. I think you just won your case.
Boom, bam. Really?
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Yeah.
Everything
you just said about how Vegas and like... There's just so many things pointing in one direction.
And by the way, everyone's an Osterine expert all of a sudden.
You don't know what you're talking about, people.
It's so funny how like whatever the social issue is or whatever the news break is, everyone all of a sudden comes out of the woodworks like they're the expert.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you are full of it.
Yeah.
You don't even know what Kendrick Lamar's talking about, you big liar.
I do. Osterine. It's actually a selective androgen receptor modulator.
Oh, I just looked that up. I've heard of that.
No, I did not.
You just looked that up.
No.
But here's what I do know. It's a banned substance.
Shouts out Northridge.
It's still a banned substance. Now, could that be detected from taking other supplements? I've heard that it could be. Again, I'm no expert in this. I'm a fan. I'm just telling you what I know and what I've heard, okay? So again, 877-99 on Fox. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And what makes it really interesting is I think we do know that Ryan Garcia, like him or not, is the face of boxing because there is a huge fight this weekend between Canelo and Munguia, and we're still talking about this kid and all the drama surrounding him. And again, Devin Haney made an appearance last night live on ESPN saying that he could have killed him, and this ain't right, and we need to take it serious. Your thoughts, your final thoughts, 877-99 on Fox. Who do we got, Danny G?
Let's go to Brett in Florida. He wants to weigh in on the Canelo fight.
You know what's funny about this? And speaking of weigh-ins, Canelo came in a little lighter than Munguia. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hope you're all having a real great Friday. Just to hit a quick touch on the Garcia subject, that's what I was just laughing about, man. Everybody's an expert on that, but people can't even spell the word right.
But, dude, that's what's funny. Like, look, I'm nationwide right now on Fox Sports Radio, and I know you expect certain hosts to come here with this sense of authority, and they know everything. I can't come here and be disingenuous and say, I know everything about Osterin. Are you kidding me? Can you get it at the vitamin shoppy? Do they sell it at GNC? I don't know, dude. And neither does Ryan Garcia. And I believe that. When you see his reaction to this, he's like, I don't even know what that is. I never even heard of it. So
right, yeah, like go ask the guy on the corner if he's got any Osterine.
Right. But everyone seems to be an expert. And that's just like, everyone's a big narcissistic know-it-all in today's world. I'm sick of it. So what are your thoughts on this, man?
And, yeah, so I just wanted to see how you were thinking, how you were feeling about that fight this weekend. Like you said, big fight coming up. I know my man Canelo, he's got them stone hands. I'm looking probably TKO in the first 10. What do you think?
TKO Canelo? I'll tell you this, man. I think Canelo's got this. He weighed in lighter than Munguia. 166.8. Munguia weighed in at 167.4. Again, this is going to be a undisputed super middleweight title fight. Freddie Roach is saying that Munguia is going to shock the world this weekend with a knockout. And I agree with you, man. I think as much as I like Munguia, and don't sleep on him, it's going to be a fun fight. Two Mexican warriors, a lot of pride on the line, a lot of heart, a lot of machismo in the ring this weekend. I think you're going to see a battle, but you're going to see Canelo just be Canelo, and he gets – yeah, he's going to get the knockout. I think he wins. I agree with you, man. So I love a great fight. I love a nice Heine. I love a nice tequila, nice tequila shot, and a fajita. In fact, Monty, you know where I'm going after this?
Not tequila, because they closed it on us.
But there's another one.
Where? Another one?
There is. I'm going.
Oh, the one in Hollywood.
Yeah, but don't tell everybody, because I don't want to see some mutant there. I'm taking my daughter. I don't want to be bothered by some weirdo.
You know,
hey, excuse me. Are you Covino? Do you have any swiggies?
Please, nobody knows who you are. Nobody listens to your podcast.
That is true. That is true.
So you're fine.
You have any swiggies?
Hey, you got any swiggies?
I got some swiggies.
Let me know how I went around the area once, and I was like, oh, I should try it, and I didn't. Let me know how it is.
Yes,
let me
I
know
will.
If it's the same, because I miss
some,
it.
I'm getting fajitas, and I love Mexican food. I love a great fight, and I love your feedback. So I want more of it, and I love giving stuff away, guys. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to come back and play more trivia. May the 4th or Cinco trivia. It's a choose-your-own-adventure. And you get to play next for some giveaways at 877-99 on Fox.
Yeah. We have an abundantly long list of the Star Wars trivia questions, by the way.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, so if you're a Star Wars nerd, this is the time for you to shine and call in and win.
All right. Call now, and we play next. We got more Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. Now, it's Kentucky Derby time, and are you ready for the greatest 2 minutes in sports? Saddle up with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races at Churchill Downs live right in the app. DraftKings has you covered with a one-stop shop for all things horse racing. Download DK Horse now to join the Run for the Roses action. New customers get 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code C&R. C-A-N-D-R. Only on the DK Horse app.
One offer per new customer. Minimum $5 first pick set to receive $50 in pick 6 credits, which are non-withdrawable and valid for pick 6 use only, expire after 6 months. Restrictions apply. Limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See See terms at picksix.draftkings.com/promos.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I say...
He does this dance, Covino. Remember that?
Of course I remember the dance. The Pee Wee Herman dance, everybody should
legendary.
Know.
Legendary. With the shoes?
By the way, my dad had those shoes.
The high-rise shoes?
I got a trivia question for you guys before we get into some fun Cinco de Mayo trivia. Tequila! Where does Pee Wee Herman in this legendary classic get the shoes from? Does anybody remember?
From one of the bikers?
No, he's trying to win over the bikers, right? Because they're going to kill him. So he has one last request, and it's to do this dance. And he asks the like custodian, the janitor, the guy mopping up, the busboy, I guess, the guy mopping up the bar, if he could borrow his shoes. And then he does the dance. I love that story. Anyways, Covino, Steve, El Hombre Más Guapo, Roland Solo, Covino. But when I say solo, I mean I got Danny G in the hizzy. What up, Danny G?
Yeah.
877-99 on Fox. If you want to play this game, be dialing now. Plus, we got Iowa Sam on the ones and twos and the wonderful Monty Bolaños live from the TireRack.com studios. Now, we're going to talk AD's back tattoo and weekend hobnobbing, but it's a fiesta weekend and we have giveaways.
Yeah, so far we're 4 for 4, and this is called
May the 4th be with you.
Or
Cinco de Mayo!
All right, it's our nod to both holidays this weekend. Star Wars geek or sports nerd, we're going to find out. We have categories for both. Let's go to John in Montana.
What up, John?
How are ya?
So, this is a choose-your-own-adventure. You get to choose. Do you want Star Wars trivia or Cinco de Mayo trivia?
Yeah, I'll take Mexican athletes, please.
Wow.
All right, great Mexican athletes.
All right. This guy has major beef going on with Canelo.
I hate Oscar De La Hoya. He steals from his fighters. He stole from Triple G.
Oscar De La Hoya released a Grammy-nominated Latin pop album in the year 2000. What was it titled? A, Mi Amor. B, Ven a Mi. C, self-titled Oscar De La Hoya.
Wow. Should have went with Star Wars. I'm going to go with B.
Ven a Mi.
Thank goodness.
No.
I couldn't do another one.
Yeah, we if you get it right, we do a shot.
Our first loss.
Thank
but it's
goodness.
Okay. It's okay.
We appreciate it. You're a team guy.
So the answer is self-titled Oscar De La Hoya. Self-titled
wow.
album. Yeah, it didn't do very well.
Oh, boy.
But I do remember when he came out with that 24 years ago. All right, thanks for playing, man.
Yeah.
Have a great Cinco de Mayo weekend.
All right.
Spicy.
We are going to go to Nate in Seattle now.
What up, Nasty Nate?
Yo, yo.
What up, buddy?
So,
do you want to play Star Wars trivia or great Mexican athletes on the Cinco de Mayo weekend?
I'm going to go Star Wars.
All right. May the 4th be with
Star
you.
Star Wars time.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go. What model?
Droids you're looking for.
What model
we
of aircraft?
We're looking for.
I'm trying to talk, droids.
Sorry. The stormtroopers.
What model of aircraft did Luke use to bullseye womp rats? Bullseye womp rats. A, the B-Wing Starfighter. B, the T-16 Skyhopper. Or C, the X-Wing Starfighter. I'm going to read it one more time. What model of aircraft did Luke use to bullseye womp rats? A, B, or C?
B all day.
Yes!
Wow.
Got a winner!
What a Star Wars nerd you are.
Got a winner!
The T-16 Skyhopper. You are right.
Oh, man. Not only do you win a Swiggy, we all win a drink here in the studio. Pick it up.
There it is.
Yeah, good thing.
Monty, it's the green glass over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the green
Mazel
glass.
Tov.
It's the green one. I
this
put
one's
going to
hit hard.
Count.
Yeah, when I say green, you say go. Get
to
it?
To the verde.
Green goal. Hello. Let's go.
May the force be with you.
Ah. Cheers.
Nice.
Thank you. Congrats, man.
All right.
Congrats, you just won a Swiggy.
Yeah, Nate, hang on the line. And now let's go to Matt. You're not my father. Let's go to Matt in PA.
Can we call him Matt Chismo for Cinco de Mayo weekend? What up, Matt Chismo?
Yo, what's up, Monty?
Hi,
hey,
I'm
dude,
okay.
This isn't your time to make your moves. It's time to win a prize.
It can be both.
Oh, okay, sure. So do you want to play Star Wars trivia, May the 4th trivia, May the 4th
yep.
be with you, or Cinco de Mayo, name that Mexican athlete?
Star Wars.
All right. Another Star Wars nerd. May the 4th be with you, Matt Chismo.
Here we go.
Han Solo boasted that the Millennium Falcon made the Kessel Run in less than how many parsecs? A, 12 parsecs. B, 8 parsecs. Or C, 5 parsecs. Han Solo boasted that the Millennium Falcon made the Kessel Run in less than how many parsecs? 12,
Matt
8, or 5,
C.
A, B, or C?
Matt, C.
Oh, sorry, brother.
Oh, he said C?
Yeah.
I thought he was
C.
saying C in Spanish for the weekend.
Sorry about that, Matt.
The answer is 12 parsecs, A. Congrats.
Let
thanks for playing, man.
Flow through you.
You can still do a shot later on in celebration.
And we'll probably fit in one more contestant before the show's over.
Okay, so we're going to take a break right now?
Yeah.
All right. So, more giveaways, more reason to stick around, more prizes for you on the Covino show.
You feeling lightheaded yet?
Yo, dude, you know what? If, if I get in trouble, we gave away five Swiggies. If I get in trouble, I'm doing a little Warriors. Come out and play. So that being said, we're going to talk some AD and weekend hobnobbing next. But first.
No.
But first.
No.
The great Monsi Bolaños.
My chest still burns.
What's up, Monsi?
My chest is burning. That's what's happening.
If you're going to spew. Spew into this.
All right. Let's check in on the NBA. We have two game sixes, two possible elimination games. It's win or go home for the Magic and for my Clippers. But first, we start in Orlando, the Magic hosting the Cavs. This is what Rich was complaining about yesterday, these late games on the East Coast. Winner go home for the Clippers. Now, the Athletic reported earlier today after we heard that the Lakers parted ways with Darvin Ham after two seasons that Ty Lue, coach of the Clippers, was a possible candidate. Well, ESPN is reporting that the Clippers are planning to pursue a coaching extension for Ty Lue. Other possible candidates include Bucks former head coach Mike Budenholzer, Warriors assistant Kenny Atkinson, and J.J. Redick, who currently hosts a podcast with LeBron James. Now, the latest update with the Lakers is that they didn't just part ways with Darvin Ham. They parted ways with the entire coaching staff beyond Ham, including Phil Handy, who has coached under both Darvin Ham and Frank Vogel in L.A. Now, the latest with Patrick Beverley. He has been banned from future guest appearances on ESPN shows after last night's post-game incident with ESPN producer Melinda Adams, where Beverley blew her off for not subscribing to his podcast. She did say on social media that Beverley and the Bucks have apologized, but that is the latest with Patrick Beverley. In the NFL, Jets head coach Robert Saleh doesn't expect Aaron Rodgers to have any restrictions when they begin OTA practices on May 20th, and the Seahawks have agreed to terms with defensive tackle and the number 16th overall pick, Byron Murphy II, on a four-year, $16-plus million fully guaranteed contract with a fifth-year option. And in baseball, the league announced that they are going to make adjustments to the uniforms, finally. But it's not probably until next year. So after conversations with the players and the clubs, they are going to change the letters and make them bigger again. And they're going to adjust the color differences between the jersey and the gray road pants as well.
Too much tequila.
Well, seriously, as sweat discoloration. Y'all, like, these uniforms were so bad. How is it that you have to fix multiple things?
They're ripping. You could see the sweat coming through.
Like, that is...
The names are peeling off, like the Great Britain WBC jerseys.
Yeah.
They're the wackest.
The wackest, absolutely. So at least next year, there will be some new uniforms, meaning everybody gets to buy a new jersey again.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they should refund everybody.
100%.
Whoever bought that weak-ass jersey should get a refund.
I think if you 100%. Buy a jersey for a player and within the 2 years he gets traded, that you should get, like, some sort of, like, half off to get the next one.
Or you, like, pay for the insurance or something when you buy it.
Yes!
Yeah, I bought jersey insurance for $5.
Yep.
I want my money back.
And it's like a two-year thing, you know? That's what I think. Back to you.
Thank you, Mont. By the way, what are you doing for the game tonight?
You know, I don't know. I'm nervous. Really am.
Yeah.
I think we can do it.
We'll do another shot of tequila. It takes the edge off.
It does take the
edge off. Relax a little bit.
What edge? I'm not on an edge. What are you talking about? I'm feeling good. My chest burns. We're fine.
Check this. Again, it's Covino and Rich. And speaking of the NBA, Anthony Davis got this. My first instinct tells me. I have to go with my gut here. And it's a nice one. Been eating lots of tacos this week. AD's new back tattoo is sort of weak. I mean, and I'll explain why.
Anthony Davis got a back tattoo?
Yes. Full on.
Is it better than LaMelo Ball's?
You got to look for yourself, right? Full on back tattoo. I'm going to explain why I think it's weak. But here's what I ask you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, you, Monsi, Danny, Iowa Sam. Start thinking about things that used to be whack, weak, and now it's cool because society pulled a full 180. Like we used to say, yo, that's corny. That's lame. That looks like ass. And now we're like, yo, that's the coolest thing ever. So what made a full 180 I'll explain because it involves 80s tattoo plus weekend hobnobbing, and we do it all next. More giveaways on Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich. Now, you put it off long enough. Time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventures. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires, ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. That's where they bring the tires to you at home or the office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Again, TireRack.com/sports. See their Yokohama test results and ratings, consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and summer's finally here. That means more days spent outside at the park or the beach or in the pool. Make sure you're taking extra care of your hair this summer, since sun, salt, and SPF can affect your hair health. Now is the perfect time to start taking Nutrafol.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement. With over 1 million people seeking thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Thinning hair is different for men and women, so a one-size-fits-all approach does not cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored for your hair. Get results you could run your fingers through. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair.
Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. Happy Cinco de Mayo weekend, Tres de Mayo with Covino and Rich. Steve Covino rolling with Danny G, Monsi, and Iowa Sam today. We're all rocking our sombreros, doing shots. Every time you guys win, we do a shot, and we'll try to fit in some more giveaways before the end of the show, but it's getting late early. So may the 4th be with you tomorrow, mañana, and enjoy your Cinco de Mayo weekend and your Canelo fight. Now, before the end of the show, we're going to do some weekend hobnobbing, what you need to watch, okay? What you need to watch this weekend in the world of sports and entertainment. But I got to talk about Anthony Davis. 877-99 on Fox if you want to play some games, or if you want to chime in about AD. 877-99 on Fox. Now, Anthony Davis got a full-on back tattoo. I'm not criticizing that at all. I've always wanted to get a tattoo. Danny G's got a lot of tattoos. What stood out to me is he has artwork of himself on his back. That's what stood out to me. It's like Steve-O. Remember when Steve-O, like, you had to be a jackass to have a tattoo of yourself
on yourself. That's like Beavis and Butthead getting a butt tattoo on their butt of a butt.
He's a jackass.
It doesn't even make sense. AD has tattoos. Again, he's accomplished a lot. I'll never accomplish what he's accomplished. You know, he should be proud. That's not the point. The point here is what we used to frown at or laugh about, Steve-O getting a face tattoo of himself on his back.
That was in a moving Hummer, by the way, driving through the desert.
Yeah. Is now what people are doing, like, in reality, like for legit reasons. That's something we used to joke about. The fresh ink tattoo from Steve Weeb covers Davis's back and depicts his journey playing college basketball Kentucky to the NBA with the phrase, started with the dream. Now, the sentiment's beautiful. The guy lived out his dream. I'm not criticizing it. And it looks great. The artwork is fantastic. He's got the money to pay for the best. So started with the dream, and he's got the Larry O'Brien trophy and the 2012 NCAA title, and he's holding the trophy, and it's a young AD. He's got a young AD on his back. So it makes me think of things we used to say were lame or ridiculous that now all of a sudden in today's world, because we live in the upside down, Stranger Things style, now it's just cool because we pulled a 180. And I have a few other examples of that. Because getting a tattoo of yourself on yourself used to be a joke. Now it's legit.
I mean, is it legit?
I mean, they're doing it. He's Anthony Davis. He's not the only guy.
I mean, I guess it's on his back, so he doesn't have to stare at it.
But again, it used to be a jackass Steve-O thing, right?
Yeah.
I must correct myself. He got the tattoo in the moving Humvee. It was like a smiley face.
Yeah,
not
okay, yeah.
Cares.
I remember that. Yeah. But he had a self-portrait, too,
right,
on his back.
Yes, yes.
So things that used to be whack that now are considered cool. It's like a meme I see. You brought up Pee Wee Herman before tequila. We used to make fun of the way Pee Wee Herman dressed because he dressed like a nerd, mm-hmm. right? The red bow tie, the high waters, the gray suit. As the meme goes, we used to make fun of Pee Wee Herman, and now your son's wearing this to the prom.
Yep.
So what we used to think was nerdy is cool. Nerd is the new cool in today's world. It's been that way for like the past 10 years, okay? But again, pulled a full 180. I got another one. How about self-centeredness? One of my weakest traits in the world is that I'm a self-centered guy. I grew up pretty much an only child until my parents had four more after me. But I was an only child for most of my childhood. So I grew up a little self-centered.
Yeah.
Whole world sort of revolves around me, but I had the wherewithal to like check myself before I wrecked myself and notice and acknowledge that it's not all about Steve. Now people lean into that.
Mm-hmm.
The narcissism and the self-centeredness you see on social media makes me want to vomit, makes me want to puke. It's like what used to be considered my worst attribute, my worst quality. Like, yeah, Covino's a nice guy, but he's a little into himself. A little self-centered is what people do every day, all the time. Since when did we accept this behavior?
Since social media came around.
Since social media became a thing. The look at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, you have to ask yourself, are you sharing or bragging right now? Like, it's crazy how we used to frown on these things, and now we applaud them and celebrate it like it's the coolest thing in the world. Like, even me, who I had self-admittedly said I was the worst, am nowhere near the egomaniacs that I see on social media flexing, taking selfies, posting, thirst traps, looking for, you know, feedback constantly. I'm trying to promote a radio show. I don't know if you're trying to promote your ass cheeks or what. I don't know what you're promoting. So, again, pulled a full 180. If there's any other examples, let me know. But, again, we used to laugh at someone who got a tattoo of themselves, and now AD has completely done that. If there's anything else, let us know. 877-99 on Fox.
This is like fashion.
Yeah.
The tattoos.
Oh,
and like,
yeah.
You know, and so they all come back. Like, high-waisted pants. Like, when
Mom
I was
jeans.
Growing up, right?
Yeah.
The jeans were so low.
Yeah.
Like, you move and your butt crack is showing.
Yeah.
Now, mom jeans are cool.
Mom jeans are the cool thing again. And remember, like, even back in the day, now I'm going to sound like a boomer, but this is true. It's like when real old guys are like, why is your ass hanging out?
Right.
Why is his ass hanging out? It's like, I don't know. It's the cool thing, I guess.
You know, so anyway, think about it, add to it. We'll get your feedback at Fox Sports Radio, at Covino and Rich. Let's play one more round of trivia.
No!
Yeah. Let's do it.
Forth be with you.
Or
Cinco de Mayo!
All right, Brandon in Washington State. You going to go Star Wars trivia or Cinco de Mayo trivia?
Cinco de Mayo.
All right, so great Mexican athletes.
Oh, wow. Okay. I got one. You know, we're talking a lot of boxing today with Ryan Garcia in the news, Canelo Munguia this weekend. I'm going to shout out some people, too, before I get to the question. Off the Hook with AJ, some of my boxing buddies. Off the Hook with AJ, Hot Boxing Minute, two-tone superstar. If you want to get fired up for the fight this weekend. Speaking of, boxer Victor Ortiz. What did Victor Ortiz overcome from his childhood? Now, to put a face to the name, he's the guy that was trying to embrace Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
And protect yourself at all times because Floyd Mayweather knocked him out when he was trying to hug him. You remember that? What did Victor Ortiz overcome from his childhood? A, broke his hand twice in youth boxing. B, homelessness. C, his mom would not allow him to box as a kid. What did Victor Ortiz, boxer, overcome from his childhood?
Total shot in the dark. I'm just going to say B.
Homelessness. And you would be right.
Yeah!
Homelessness.
I mean, we're not cheering for homelessness.
No. We're cheering for how far he came.
Yeah.
I thought he could have beat Mayweather, but he ended up in the Expendables, and he's still doing big things today. Homelessness. He gives back now to charitable organizations.
And so did we, Covino. We gave away an entire box of CNR Swiggies today.
How many did we give away? Five?
Six. Was that five or six? I lost count because here goes the last shot in front of you. You're sitting this one out, you wussy.
I'm sitting this one out. I'm not doing it.
Come on, Monty. Puts hair on your chest.
No, I'm not doing it.
Monty, puts more hair on your chest.
Okay, Anthony Brown or Antonio Brown.
All right, Brandon, congratulations as we get to weekend hobnobbing.
All right, congrats, man.
Covino and Rich get you over the middle of the week with Midweek Major.
No.
Ooh, I love that.
We throw sports and pop culture headlines and topics at the fellas.
Many, I was
and
we're doing
it's like
weekend
the
hobnobbing.
It's weekend hobnobbing.
There it is. Sorry.
Maybe
you're winning bets for talking
one.
Points if you get stuck socializing.
You ever done anything dangerous?
You ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
That is dangerous.
Friday brings us Weekend Hobnob.
All right, what you need to watch in the world of sports and entertainment this weekend. We do it every Friday. And, of course, you know I'm watching the fight. Canelo versus Munguia. And you're probably thinking, Munguia? Jaime Munguia is a beast. And you're going to see him step up. He's got a lot to fight for. He's been planning for this fight since he was a little kid. This was his dream come true to fight Canelo. And it's happening this weekend. PBC on Prime, the undisputed super middleweight title. And Jaime Munguia is a tough fighter. Freddie Roach is saying he's going to shock the world with a knockout. I mentioned Blood In, Blood Out. It's a classic from 93, Mexican gang movie. It's long, but it's fantastic if you put yourself back in 1993. It's streaming for the first time ever on Hulu this weekend. So enjoy Blood In, Blood Out, Bound by Honor. And The Jinx. Remember The Jinx, guys? It came out around 2015 about Robert Durst and those murders.
Yeah.
Do you know part two is out? It's back. It's on HBO Max. It's a decent watch to see what happened with Robert Durst, who admitted to those murders in the previous documentary. What do you got, Danny G?
Well, as far as sports go, I really want to watch Anthony Edwards and Kat just play with the Nuggets tomorrow. Just
with their food.
With their food. Just push those Nuggies around on their plate.
Yeah.
Enjoy your basketball, man.
I can't wait for that. They are the Los Angeles Timberwolves / Lakers. Have you seen that logo on social media? Yeah. Really good.
If you have a sombrero, throw it to the sky.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels. We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better, your TV is.